Saga Egmont presents Cowboy Up by Stacy Finns. Read by Dawn Adams. Chapter 1. Cash Dalton put the target in his sights, braced his arm to steady his aim, and pulled the trigger. Bullseye. He walked the 7 yards to the fence post, built up a second pyramid, and squeezed off a few more rounds, killing a succession of Jim Beam bottles, or at least maiming them. When he emptied his clip, he loaded a new one and racked up what was left of the bottles for another go at it. The sun was still hiding behind the clouds, as it was wont to do during a Northern California summer, but Cash could still feel the promise of another hot day. Somewhere, a rooster crowed, and when the wind blew from the north, he got a strong, musky whiff of wet hay, horse shit, and cattle. He liked the smell. It reminded him of home, even though he'd grown up in San Francisco. The mountains stood in silhouette against the smoky sky, reminding him what morning looked like in the Sierra foothills. The truth was, it had been a while since he'd seen a morning anywhere. There would be plenty of time to see them now. He went back to the line he'd drawn in the dirt with his boot, spread his feet as wide as his hips, leaned forward, and fired. Bam.
Excuse me, excuse me!
Cash jumped, nearly dropping his Glock. How long had his neighbor been standing there? Damn, he was losing his sixth sense.
Never sneak up on a man with a gun.
Aubrey McAllister glowered at him. She still had her pajamas on. Sleep shorts, a t-shirt, and a bad case of bedhead. He guessed the cowboy boots were a last-minute addition.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, she huffed.
Ah, hell, I didn't realize the time,
he lied, scrubbing his hand down his chin through 3 days of stubble. What he hadn't remembered was her living next door.
Sorry.
She eyed his piece with distaste.
I thought you were supposed to use a rifle for that.
He shrugged. Honestly, he didn't own a .22, just his backup weapon, and because he was permanently off-duty, he used the firearm for plinking.
I'll quit now.
I'd appreciate it.
She leaned in and sniffed him.
You don't smell drunk.
Cash reared back. He wouldn't be handling a firearm if he were drunk.
Where do you get the idea I was?
She made a point of staring at the shattered Jim Beam bottles.
Look, it's none of my business, but you seem to spend a lot of time either shooting things or sitting on your front porch, drinking.
Damn right it was none of her business.
If it's a problem for you, I suppose you could always move.
She shifted her weight from one foot to the other.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Last time I looked, accusing your landlord of being a drunk wasn't helpful.
He squinted at her, a reminder that he had the upper hand here. She squinted right back.
Jace is my landlord, not you.
Jace is your boyfriend, which by default makes my cousin Sawyer and me your landlords.
Oh, for God's sake. She crossed her arms over her chest. If one more person, Jace is not my boyfriend.
That's not what he'd heard in town. Dry Creek was small, but its residents had big mouths. And word was, Aubrey McAllister had ditched her fiancé for his cousin, Jace. Cash had a strict don't-ask-don't-tell policy when it came to his two cousins' love lives, so he hadn't delved. But he sincerely hoped Aubrey was a better choice than Jace's ex. Jace's sons didn't need any more upheaval in their lives.
Whatever you say, Aubrey.
In his experience, rumors always held a grain of truth. He went to collect the broken bottles off the ground, letting her know he was finished with this conversation. She could go home and go back to bed, but she followed him to the fence anyway.
It's not whatever I say, it's the way it is. Read my lips. Jace and I aren't an item. Never were and never will be. But that has nothing to do with your drinking problem. Your best bet is to accept that it's an issue and get the help you need.
He scooped up the glass and chucked it in a paper bag, perturbed.
Good advice. I'll call someone today and get myself into rehab ASAP. You have a good morning now. Cash stuck his Glock.